There's unexpected good news on the economy this lunchtime, with the latest GDP data coming in ahead of forecasts. According to the Bureau of Statistics, the economy grew by 1.1% in the first quarter of this year. That adds up to year-on-year growth of 3.1%. The Australian dollar surged on the surprise news, putting another interest rate cut under a cloud. Joining us now to run through this result is our business editor, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, the federal government has been softening us up over the last few days to expect a much worse result. What's happened?
Well, Eleanor, this has turned out to be the best result for GDP since the March quarter of 2012. So it's no wonder that the government is cheering this, particularly during an election campaign. And the big factor came in yesterday's current account deficit figures, and that added one percentage point to first quarter GDP. So in turn, that's boosted the March quarter reading as exports of LNG take over from iron ore as the mining investment boom fades. So that transition out of that mining boom is underway, albeit slowly. Going through the details, mining production up by 6.2%, but also 1.8% growth in financial and insurance services and rises in accommodation and food services. The biggest detractor, though, from growth was fixed capital down 2.2% and a big fall in new engineering construction, which fell by 6.4%. Now, the big question in all of this is how does today's figures look if you subtract exports from the figures? The Prime Minister spoke just after the results hit, and he was sounding cautious.
So far, so good. This confirms the direction we're leading the country in terms of our economic plan, but there is much more work to do, and we are seeking the support of Australians to complete that work on July the 2nd.
That's the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, not sounding overly not actually trying to capitalise on the success of that figure. How's Labor reacting to the result?
Well, the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, was actually out before the Prime Minister was able to speak, so there was a bit of a race to be the first to talk about this today. But the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, says while the headline figure is welcome, a closer look at the figures shows there is fragility in the economy.
This figure is driven entirely by net exports. Beneath the headline figures, we know that there's an economy struggling with falling demand and falling income growth. In these figures today, we see the eighth consecutive decline in nominal income, in other words, living standards, the most sustained decline in our history since records began. We have a government promising to manage the economic transition, but the fact of the matter is the transition could be going a whole lot better.
That's the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, there. So, Peter, both sides really talking the economy down there. How did the Australian dollar react?
Well, the Australian dollar surged, went up like a rocket, as high as 72.94 US cents. Now, this is important because of low inflation. The Reserve Bank has been slated to cut interest rates again, possibly as early as August. But this sign that the Australian economy might be going a little bit faster than first thought means that rate cut is not necessarily a given.
Peter Ryan, our business editor, thank you.